Hey folks, my name is Jason Spies and I travel across these great states talking to small business owners, CEOs, policymakers, musicians, and mentors about making money, giving back, and balancing life. I find out how they prioritize professional and personal time while still making money. Yes, indeed, our guests are real heavyweights in understanding business and life. So get ready to relax, learn a little bit, and get a cup of coffee ready because my name is Jason Spies and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio.
Sitting on a million, sitting on it every day. Can't make no money giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Welcome to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard of the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. Coffee and Capitalism Radio brings you exclusive interviews and distinct content from leaders who drive our economy. From CEOs to small business owners to mentors, Coffee and Capitalism is a leader in innovation, ideas, and inspiration. Coffee and Capitalism is about making money and giving back, learning the fine art of balancing work and family life while prioritizing your time. On today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio, we sit down with singer-songwriter Tom Peckscamp talking about the roots of music and what it takes to write a song. And then we talk with Mary Jo Ehrman, Secure Wealth Builders Conference. She's an author, speaker. She previews the upcoming conference and talks about the importance of money management. And then we travel out to the MHA Nation, the reservation, and talk to Fred Fox, Tribal Chairman Representative, and what they have going on out there in the Bakken oil fields and how the oil and gas industry is creating new economic opportunity on the MHA Nation Reservation. And then we circle back and talk with Amy Myrdal Miller with the Farmer's Daughters Consultant, and we get into the details about the growth of the hydroponic industry and urban farms in the world of niche agriculture. All that and much, much more on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today. 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today. Tom Peckscamp, Moody River Band. Thank you for joining us here on the Crude Life Media Network. Talk about Tom Peckscamp a little bit. When did you start playing music?
Oh, my mom bought me a guitar when I was 17. She kept on trying to stick instruments in my hand and started with the saxophone maybe when I was in grade school, and that didn't stick, and a keyboard here and there, and eventually I asked her to buy me a guitar. From there on, she played too. She's a musician. She plays stand-up bass and sings, and had a little folk duo in Minnesota for a few years, and kind of was a good window into learning, you know, chords and a few of those old folk songs that kind of got me going.
Your mom had a folk duo?
Yep.
Okay.
Called the Granary Girls.
The Grammy?
The Granary.
Granary Girls.
Yep. Her and another lady, the lady lived on an old hippie commune, and her and her husband were awesome. the only two that were left, and they had taken all the buildings and converted them into living spaces.
Okay, like the silos?
Like the silo. Okay. Well, they had a silo, I think, and then the granary was a grain storage that they turned into a living pot-belly stove and the whole thing. And very, very homey, very country, but a fun place to be. I got to stay there a few times, and it was a great place to create. I wrote a few songs there even. And
So do they still play, or?
They do not. Okay. I think they had a falling out, nothing crazy, but just, you know, life happens. Just, and yeah, but they were together almost 8-10 years, I think.
So how long have you been playing professionally, so, where you got your first gig?
Probably just 17 years, 18 years.
Did you play before then, like, say, at band recitals or music concerts?
No, I had no music history. I wasn't in choir. Okay. I wasn't in band. I think I played the saxophone for about 3 months in sixth grade.
Okay.
And it didn't stick. And then, you know, just learning a few chords and writing songs. And in high school, my senior year, I ended up writing a song for Macbeth. We had a project. Stayed up. I was going to do this art drawing or something like that. And never happened. And the night before, of course, you're working on it till the last minute. And so I grabbed my guitar at about 10 o'clock, you know, and I had to get this done by noon the next day. And ended up writing a song, and I finished it in my free period the next day, and went in and played it, and I got, you know, an A on the project. And it's been one of my songs that we play with the band even now. So,
what song?
It's called Macbeth.
Macbeth, yeah. Okay. Did you write the lyrics, the music, or both?
Both, yeah. So,
which did you do first?
I had a few chords down, so it was just pretty simple, you know, 3-4 chord song.
Start with the chorus or start with the...
I would start with a verse.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Okay.
What was it? Nothing in his life became him like leaving it. Fair as fall, and the fall is believing it.
That's got to be pretty neat. So your first kind of song, stuff, so. And you're still using it today?
Well, yeah. I mean, the one thing that really kind of got me
awesome.
Excited about it was, I think, maybe some of the attention that that was, you know, throughout, you know, talking with people the other day. And, oh, Tom played, and he had, you know, and I didn't really have much confidence in it, and it was nice to hear some feedback and get some confidence. You know, a few girls came up and talked to me, and I was kind of like, hey, you know, maybe there's something to this. And so, you know, girls being a great motivation.
Yes, they are.
Kind of started me down that road. And then just the expression of it all, and it turned into the creative aspect of it and it being your counselor and your psychologist. And, you know, a good day, you grab the guitar, a bad day, you grab the guitar, and the songs go in and the worry goes out, you know.
I hear you. I've got the pen and paper. Yeah. That's about all I can do. I don't have the musical. I love the musical, but yeah. I just haven't honed that craft or art yet. But we're here at the Crude Life Facebook Live page. We're also recording for our Crude Life programming, Coffee and Capitalism, as well as Building the Bakken and the Oilfield Review, where we use a lot of the, actually, Moody River Band as our bumper music. So coming in from breaks, going out of breaks, we have Moody River Band playing. Tom Pexkamp here with us, part of the Moody River Band. We have Charlie Young holding the Facebook Live camera. If you want to swing your hand around and say hello there, Charlie. Woo! There we go. Take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Oh, Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Mary Jo Ehrman with the Secure Wealth Builders Conference coming to Bismarck, North Dakota, November 17th and 18th.
Mary Jo Ehrman is the sponsor of Secure Wealth Builders Conference and author of the book Farming Without the Bank and Wealth Without the Bank or Wall Street.
Farming Without the Bank and Wealth Without the Bank or Wall Street, Mary Jo Ehrman. Okay, first of all, let's talk about your background and how you, kind of your journey to where you are as an author and, you know, this kind of this whole farming thing.
Well, I started in the business in 2010, and I basically just accidentally came upon it. I was still mad about my losses in the stock market in 2009 and was looking for something in a place, something different, non-traditional, in a place to put my money that I didn't have to put it at risk. Accidentally came upon the infinite banking concept, and so I decided that, well, I'm from a farm, I love farmers, and so I'm going to write a book for farmers. And I had to write the book for farmers because they wouldn't believe me when I showed them that they could get away from the banking system. And so in order to show them that, I wrote the book, and here we are today.
It's interesting. I just spoke with Roger Johnson, president for the National Farmers Union, this morning, and he addressed kind of one of the big issues in farming right now is young people trying to figure out how to do it, how to get a handle on it, how to make it work. Do you find that that is one of the big problems, and if so, does your book help satisfy that?
Oh, absolutely, it's a problem. And it's a problem, I see that, because I'm looking at their financials every day, I see that it's a financial problem, young or old. It really doesn't matter. The younger ones are not getting the loans just because they don't have the collateral. So then dad's got to put up the collateral. So it's tough regardless. I just see the banks are pulling back because they're really scared that we're going to have a repeat of the 80s. And we're very, very close to that. So they're pulling back. They're not giving money. And farmers have to find a way to prepare for that. You know, and what I say all the time is we're making the bank plan B, not plan A. So absolutely, my book addresses that. We have to get away from the banking system. It's a process, but that process has to start somewhere.
You mentioned a cycling event of the 80s, of course. For me, I'm thinking of land prices. You know, back then, I think to buy a house or some land or something like that, we're talking 18-20%, which is like credit card fees to buy land. And, of course, the price of wheat and corn and everything else. There were some real problems back in the 80s. What makes you see the signs? I see the signs, too, but what signs do you see heading down that path?
Well, banks just aren't lending. They don't, because of the 80s, they were stuck with all kinds of land. They don't want that land. Banks want liquidity. They want liquid money. They want cash flow coming into the bank so that they can make more money. They don't make money off of land just sitting there. So they're pulling back and saying, hey, we don't want to lend you money if your books aren't correct. And we don't want to take that chance because we already did it once and that could really hurt us. So does it matter where interest rates are? Not necessarily, because they want cash flow. And if there's no cash flow, they're not making money.
Sure, and I suppose that a lot of the credit score has to do with kind of the shift in perception. Would that be a fair statement?
I know that's a good question. I don't know how they look at credit scores, because they always want collateral. You know, so if you don't have the collateral to put up for it, they're not going to give it. Every bank is a little bit different. What I've seen is that the banks really loved the farming industry when corn was $7 a bushel. They would lend money to anybody. Now that corn is $3 to $4 a bushel, they're not lending money to anybody. So, and a lot of those banks that were lending money to farmers quit lending money to farmers. I have a lot of clients that couldn't get loans because it's not that they had bad credit. It's not that they didn't have collateral. It's that the bank said, I'm not playing this farming game anymore. You're going to have to go elsewhere. And that really puts a farmer in a hard position too. So it's not all about just, hey, my credit score is bad. It's a, what is the bank doing? Does the bank president and the bank board understand the farming industry? In most cases, they may not. They're not the ones out there farming, so they don't want to take that risk. They'll go to a different industry that's maybe doing better, where they have much less risk of having to have collateral sitting on the books that's not going to do anything.
Mary Jo Ehrman on the line with us, author of Farming Without the Bank and Wealth Without the Bank or Wall Street. She's also sponsoring an event coming up, the Secure Wealth Builders Conference, happening in Bismarck, North Dakota. Talk to me about this conference a little bit, as far as your involvement and what topics are going to be covered.
Well, it is a two-day event that I'm sponsoring because nobody's doing finance conferences to teach people that there's a different way and there's a more secure way to make money, just like the banks are making money, just like the wealthy are making money. So we are going to cover, obviously, how to think and protect your wealth, like the banks and the wealthy, and which is talked about in my book. And then we're going to cover some estate planning and to estate plan correctly so that you're not losing money to the courts through probate and taxes. We're going to talk about why long-term care is important, because we have a huge issue with people not having the long-term care causing families to break up. And then we're going to have Barry Dyke, the author of the New York Times bestseller, Pirates of Manhattan, and he's going to be talking about Wall Street and the banks and what they're doing with money and what the economic outlook is.
You've mentioned quite a bit about farming. That, of course, is your background, the ag industry. But to me, it sounds like some other people could probably benefit from this information. Who do you expect to attend this?
You know, obviously, I work with farmers, but I work with everybody. I mean, I have two books for a reason. One, because non-farmers are saying, hey, can you write a book that doesn't have farm analogies in it? And so anybody is welcome to come to the conference. The people that are going to probably really want to be there are those people that they don't want the risk of the market. They want to use their money today without penalty. They want to create a retirement that they know is going to be there. And retirement meaning either you're going to retire off the farm or you're going to retire from a job. Our farmers aren't preparing for retirement any more than the employees are preparing for retirement. So just preparing and knowing that money is going to be there and safe is important. So if those are things that matter to you, if you want to learn the truth about what's going on economically and you want to hear what Barry has to say, then you're going to probably want to be there.
And this is the Secure Wealth Builders Conference. When is that? Again, and where do you have that information, maybe where it's located, time, that sort of thing? I left the note in the other room, and I apologize.
That's okay. It is November 17th and 18th here in Bismarck, and it's at the Ramada. So if you want tickets, you can go to maryjoehrman.com or farmingwithoutthebank.com, and you can get them at either one of my websites.
To listen to the full-length interview with Mary Jo Ehrman, financial specialist and author, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Coffee and Capitalism Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check out the website crudelife.com for all the social media links like Facebook, facebook.com/thecrudelife. Join our social media platforms today. All that information is available at thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. The Music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. If you have any coffee and capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today. 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
When it's time.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, we talk with Fred Fox, Tribal Council Representative for the MHA Nation.
My name is Fred Fox. I'm the Executive Secretary on the Tribal Business Council for the MHA Nation and Fort Berthold Reservation.
And now, is there another Tribal Fox as well, or are you
Chairman
that?
Mark Fox is the chairman of the tribe. I'm Fred Fox. I'm elected official for the Whiteshield segment, which is I'm also the executive secretary in our business council.
Any relation?
Yes.
Okay, so before we get into that, just an update from the MHA Nation, whether it be from the three tribes or whether it be from the actual Missouri River Resources or the MHA Nation from an oil and gas perspective, community building.
What's been happening with Reaffiliated is we're continually trying to develop partnerships with different companies on the reservation. We currently have the Missouri River Resources that are currently they've developed I believe over 4 to 5 wells right now, and we're currently on schedule to develop 26 more wells over by the Little Missouri. We're currently working on our oil storage facility over in the Plaza area, along with the Clean Fuels Refinery that is still being worked in the process. We did get a permit for our oil storage facility. Right now, The current production is roughly around 220,000 barrels per day over on the Fort Berthold Indian Reservation. I believe the tribe alone, with the tribal minerals that the tribe does own, is roughly 20,000 to 25,000 barrels per day. Currently, right now, the royalties that the individual allottees have earned, when I say that, the reservation's about 1 million acres. The allottees of our reservation, tribal members, individually own roughly, I would say, I think about 320,000 acres. Out of that 320,000 acres they own, since 2008, individual allottees have earned $2.1 billion in royalties in 2008. The tribes earned probably roughly about $500 million. We own roughly about 190,000 acres, probably about 160,000 are produced. So that's kind of the what we have now. There's probably about 12 drilling rigs on our reservation. I'm also the former oil and gas director, energy director for our tribe back in 2006 to about 2010 until I got elected to the Tribal Business Council. So we currently have our own oil development program for our tribe. Currently, we're working on the taxes with the state of North Dakota. You know, we do believe that we've spent a lot of money building our roads. Currently, right now, we put $30 million into BIA 12. We currently put last year we put a $28 million into BIA 14. I think in total, about in the past 4 years, we've roughly built around $120 million in roads on our reservation. So the infrastructure is slowly getting built. We still have to keep up with the pace of the crime. What's happening on our reservation is that we have dual jurisdiction with non-tribal members, where we have to have the ability to control crime, not only from our tribal members, but from off-tribal members. So it's tough, and we have to make sure our law enforcements are funded at a level that we can make sure our citizens are safe at Fort Berthold.
One of the things that I've talked in the past with David Williams, as well as a few others from your MHA Nation, is the word empowerment. What you guys have going on, say, with Missouri River Resources, by having all the engineers Native Americans, all the people working on the wells Native Americans, everybody filing papers Native Americans, top to bottom, that's empowering. That's the only word for it, because you're passing wealth to the next generation. Somebody gets a job in oil and gas, they pay pretty well, and they're going to go to the local florist, the local coffee shop, that sort of thing. Do you guys have discussions about that, about the how really what you guys are doing there really is an incredible story for the entire, I would say, your guys' people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. You know, a lot of times, you know, we want to make sure that our people are given the right jobs. We have a TARO department, Tribal Employment Rights Office, that specifically deals with skilled workers, unskilled workers that are tribal members. We make sure that the jobs that are, if it's not on an oil rig or if it's not on a environmental regulatory company, we make sure that these jobs are posted. We make sure that it is a tribal law that you have to have a certain percentage of tribal members working for your business. We want to make sure that they get their skilled profession and seen. Not only do we have our individual members that are skilled, but we want to make sure that we have our tribally owned companies by individual tribal members. Their businesses are made sure that they're kept into used on the oil field, such as if they're not roused about company, or if it's not say, for instance, if it's a porta potties, whatever business that they bring to the oil field, we want to make sure that every producer uses every one of our tribal members' businesses. So we do have, I believe, well over 200 tribal businesses that are owned by tribal members, to make sure oil producers use these businesses out in the oil field.
To listen to the full-length interview with Fred Fox, Tribal Council Representative with the MHA Nation, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Coffee and Capitalism Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. We're also on social media. Check us out, facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Of course, all of our social media links are available at our website, thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Back to the ways of John and Jude, grabbing them and Lou. Where you build a bridge and I'll hammer on the harmony.
The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Back to the way. Oh, 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 back to the way. So back to the way.
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
All we need is four wheels, a full gas tank, and a few miles left. Where all the lonesome souls go. Who wrote their songs in living? Now it's our souls left for the giving. We already know how it's gone. Let's put our lives on hold and run, dodging the clouds and heading for the sun.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today. 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Amy Myrdal Miller with Farmers Daughters Consulting.
And as I look to see the hydroponics really finding its whole new industry, are you seeing that there is a legitimate opportunity for a small farmer to make it as an urban farmer?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You can, you know, what we're seeing with the data on farm sizes is farms are getting larger and they're also getting smaller. And the smaller is related to finding a niche in the marketplace, customization, market access. There's a small farmer in Northern California. He has about 8.5 acres. He started with a half acre growing berries for San Francisco restaurants. He's now got 8.5 acres. He's got a million-dollar business, multi-million-dollar business, based on a very small plot of land, but with very focused growing for customers that want very high-quality daily delivery. You know, that's just one example. I have to laugh, though, when you said you got grow lights. I'm thinking he's growing weed in his basement.
That's why I brought it up, because it's funny, because, you know, the idea I had was a couple of years ago I was going to do microgreens.
Yep.
And it just, you know, life happens. I've got a child, and so it just, I didn't have the time, and so I thought, well, I bought a lot of the equipment. I can't have it go to waste, and so I, you know, I just said, I'm going to do a garden in my basement.
Yeah,
that way,
awesome.
Maybe save me a few bucks at the grocery store and that sort of thing. You mentioned earlier about the changing of the worker, the farmer. In my old neighborhood, I actually had two farmers live on my block in the city, and they would drive to a farm every day, which was unusual to me because, like you, I kind of grew up on a farm, so I was used to the worker being on the farm or the, you know, the owner. And one of the workers quit after about 2 years because he said it was hard work and it just wasn't worth it. The other farmer, he stuck with it because he was doing the technology stuff. He was doing more of the GPS farming. Do you got a comment about the old style of farming, which is hard work, versus the new technology side?
Well, I mean, you know, farmers are constantly adapting to improve their outcomes, financial, you know, yield, the intensity of the work. If you can afford to apply the technology to farming, it can make your life easier. It can, you know, those precision tools can provide better outcomes for you if you're using the technology that allows you to precisely seed in a certain area based on the needs of that soil to apply the fertilizers and other inputs and crop protection very precisely. You get better outcomes. You know, so the technology can be very beneficial. But again, as a farmer, you've got to have the capital to invest to get that technology. So there are a lot of farmers who have to embrace both the old, use the old equipment and technology until they can get enough capital to get the new technology.
Just a couple questions left here with Amy Myrdal.
Myrdal
Miller. Just a couple questions left with Amy Myrdal Miller. UAS, do you talk much about UAS? Are you involved with the unmanned drone industry that's in precision agriculture, they call it? Are you into that yet, or is that still a little advanced for what you're doing?
Yeah, aware of it, you know, because, again, that's something like in California, if you've got huge plots of land that are being irrigated, drones are an awesome way to look for irrigation systems that have broken down. And because water is such an incredibly precious resource for California farmers, managing that water well is a very important topic. So, I pay attention to the news on use of that kind of technology, but certainly not an area of my expertise.
So, but you don't call yourself an expert in precision agriculture then, okay. Some final thoughts from you. I like to give guests the final thought, whatever direction they want to go, if they want to reemphasize something, if they want to bring something up that we haven't talked about yet, or, you know, plug your business, of course. So I guess the floor is yours.
You know, as a farmer's daughter, I feel really strongly that we need to advocate for farmers to have the right to choose the business decisions that are going to have the most impact on them being sustainable from an environmental perspective and, more importantly, from a financial perspective. So when we're making criticisms about how farmers practice, man, walk a mile in their shoes to figure out why they're doing that. Talk to a farmer. If you have a concern about agriculture, don't take your news from social media. Don't take it from a documentary that may have a significant bias. Talk to a farmer and find out why he or she is doing what he or she is doing, why it makes sense, and why it's going to make him or her financially successful.
And how can people get in touch with you if they want some consulting out of you?
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I should have said in the beginning, I'm a registered dietitian, so I focus on nutrition marketing, culinary nutrition, and ag communications work. My website is farmersdaughterconsulting.com, and you can find me on any social media channel at Amy Myrdal Miller.
To listen to the full-length interview with Amy Myrdal Miller with Farmers Daughters Consulting, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. People that I know. I'm thinking, I'm drinking, I'm spinning, I'm grinning. Oh, my car starts when I go.
Jack, be nimble. Jack, be quicker. Jack, who don't jump over the candlestick? Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
And that concludes this week's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. For a full list of today's guest and interview, visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. We'll be back next week on this radio station at this time. For a full list of our radio affiliates and other media partners, please visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and from the staff here at Coffee and Capitalism Radio, we're asking you to be happy, make money, and give back. Thanks for joining us this week, folks.
Hot stuff will say, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4000. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet. the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.